cut a hole through the mantle there above the mantle and put pipes in them when they go to put them in the home. But most of them, they just have flues, you know, build a flues up high and you run the pipe up and do them.
Okay. And this is something you might use if you were carrying a brick somewhere. It has a little wheel in front and two handles.
Most of them just have
wheel bar.
Okay. And what would you use to sharpen, say, an axe on?
Rhinestone.
Okay. What about something smaller than an axe, like a knife?
Well, you could use a file or a wet rock.
Okay. And so something was squeaking. To lubricate it, you'd have to do what to it?
Oil.
Or?
A grease.
Okay. So you say yesterday my car. Yesterday I
had a grease.
Okay. And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all.
I'd think it's messed up.
Greasy.
Okay. Mighty greasy.
You see, do you ever sweat the stuff that you'd burn in lamps? What would you call that?
Kerosene.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Coal.
Yeah, coal oil.
Okay. Did you ever make a lamp using a rag and a bottle?
I've seen it. I never did make one. I saw them.
Uh-huh.
People that make them and go out, you know, camping like and have them. And it'll burn right on. It'll burn every drop of that kerosene out.
Yeah. This was on there?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they called it?
I don't know what they called it, but they just took a piece of cloth and wasn't too wide, stuck it down in there and then got this kerosene on and stuck a match to it. It went to burn and it just burned, nearly burned every drop of it out. You can take that and do the same thing by putting something out to draw, you know, to draw the water out of a can or something.
Mm-hmm.
Start it, run out of this with this pipe,
mm-hmm.
and he'll run every drop of it out.
Mm-hmm.
Cycle.
Yeah.
Draw the water out
of a cycle.
Okay.
Start it.
Inside
a lot of gas I make and stuff like that, you know, boys have run out of gas. Right? Look, I put them on my side putting gas out. I never did see nobody, and I hope I know to get mine. I did have ones 18 below zero while I was working at the back bins and Frank. Somebody stole that, and I ran out and like never got home. Yeah, stolen gas. But I'm there, but I put gas in the other day. I wouldn't fill it up. Then, like I do now, but I afraid somebody would get that down there, you know, while I was working.
Yeah.
And that's why one, 18 below zero. So I was trying to get home and everybody's car up, and trucks had froze up. And then the fellow stopped me and one that came off to get his son, said he was drunk off with a colored fellow's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I says, "Oh, Mr. Bob, I've been 2 or 3 hours trying to get home." I said, "I can't go. Can't get home." That's when all my children, little big fellas.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, I said, "I'm going home, my wife and babies." I said, "So you got another fella to get him. Go get him." And he just went away. One of the few minutes with all that stove playing cam. And where you were playing, and I thought the fingers of little round rings on a cam boat. It's right innocent. And there's a bunch of them were thumping cam, and some of them were playing people cards. And this nigga woman walked in there, told him to call the sheriff. She just killed this nigga man where this boy had his son was at. And they doubted it. They just didn't think she had it. She had still had the gun. Well, scared him there.
Yeah.
And some of them said this. They run here and tried to get him away. You know. So they called the sheriff, my boy did. My brother-in-law, one that runs.